Okay, we're continuing in the first parak of Masech Sarla, and today we are learning parak Aleph, Mishnayis, Vav, and Zayin. So the Mishnah again talks about this 200-to-1 ratio that's necessary to be Mevatel Orla. It's a unique din when it comes to Orla that you need Dafka, a 200-to-1 ratio. So the Mishnah tells us, Netiyos shel orla v'shel kilei akerem shenes arvu b'netiyos. If you have an orla tree or a kilei akerem tree that gets mixed in with other trees, so you don't know which one is the orla tree, which one is the kilei akerem tree, and which ones are the regular mutter trees. So you forgot, you know, which trees are more than 3 years old, which ones are less than 3 years old, or one of the grapevines grew in proximity to grain, and you forgot which grape, and then you harvested all the grain, you cut away all the grain, and you forgot which of the grapevines was in proximity to grain. So you just don't know. So I raise a low yilkot. You're not allowed to pick fruit from any of the trees that are in the Tarovas, even if they're 200 times mutter to usher ones, because the davar chashuv is not going to become batel. They're all going to be usher, and anything that's still mechubel karkin is considered to be a davar chashuv, and therefore there's not going to be bittel. Meaning there are different things, there are different items that are considered too chashuv to become batel, meaning you have such a concept that a beria is dein b'teila, things like that. So over here, anything attached to the ground is too chashuv to become batel. Ubulvad shelo yiskavein lilkot. Hareza lo yilkot v'imlakat yala be'echel masayim. If you already did pick it, then it becomes batel in 200-to-1 ratio, because once you've already picked it, so then it's no longer a davar chashuv, and you would follow the normal rules of bittul of a 200-to-1 ratio. But you're not allowed to purposely pick the fruits just to create a sense of bittul. This is part of the principle of ein mevatlin iser lechadchila, that you're not allowed to be mevatel and iser purposefully. So you know that while it's attached to the ground, it's not going to become batel. But if you pick it, it will become batel. So you're not allowed to pick it with the intention of it becoming batel. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, you could even do it on purpose, and then it will become batel in echad umasayim, and that's perfectly fine. Says the Bar Tanura, the chazaka, you know, the most karmel benetia achas v'lochashinan till ma'asil la'arif hanetia lecharchila. V'yavkav the bialmeim vatnis lecharchila hachemilsa shchichi v'lo gozer. That the rule that im vatnis lecharchila is a din terabbanan, and Rabbi Yossi simply holds that on a milsa shchicha lo gozer be'rabbanan. How often does it happen that you lose track of what is Arla, of what is Kilei Akerem, and it gets mixed in with your other trees? So how often does that happen? Not very. That therefore makes it a Milsul Shchicha. Whenever you have a Milsul Shchicha, the Rabbanan were not gozer this din of Ein Mevatlin Iser L'Chadchila. And that's why Rabbi Yossi holds that you're allowed to do that. But Vein Halach Rabbi Yossi, the bartender says, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Now Mishnah Zayin, the halacha is, the Torah tells us, varlata marlaso es pirio, that its fruit, pirio, becomes orla. So that tells us that fruit of an orla tree is aser. What about other edible parts of a tree or a vine? Is that considered to be the fruit of the tree? So ha'alim, v'halulavim, u'megufanim, u'smadar, mutarim bi'orla. The leaves, the shoots, the water of the vines, the buds, are all mutar in orla. Meaning if it's an orla tree, those are all mutter. They're not considered the peiros of Arla. Uberavai, and as far as netaravai is concerned, so they're also mutter. They are allowed to be eaten as netaravai. Outside of Yerushalayim, you don't have to bring them to Yerushalayim like you normally would the growth of the fourth year, right? I don't know if we mentioned that yet, but that's a pasuk in the Torah that Ubishana Ravias ya kol pirio kodeshilul Hashem. Then in the fourth year, all of the fruit becomes Kodesh Lashem. It has a din like Maaser Sheni. They have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But it's also only the fruit, not the leaves and the shoots and the vine water or the buds or anything else. Ubin Nazir, and in the case of a Nazir as well, that it's not considered to be the fruits of the vine that a Nazir is not allowed to have. A Nazir is not just not allowed to have wine. He's not allowed to have anything that comes from the fruits of the vine. But that only includes the grapes, whether it be raisins or anything else. But the shoots and the vine water and all that stuff, he's allowed to have asurim ba'asherah. But as far as an asherah tree is concerned, an asherah tree, the whole thing becomes asur. It's not only about the fruits. Pasuk says, "V'yidbak biyadcha mu'uma min acherim." You can't have any part of the asherah tree, and therefore it's all asur from as far as an asherah tree is concerned. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer hasmadar asur m'neishu pri, that the bud is asur because the bud is already considered to be a pri. So as far as the halachos of Orla and Ravai and Nazir, the bud is also considered as one of the peros of the tree. Now what about the sap of an Orla tree? So Rabbi Lezer Omer hamamid b'sraf ha'orla asur. If you make cheese using the sap of an Orla tree to curdle the milk, that cheese is going to be asur. Am Rabbi Yeshua shamati b'ferish hamamid b'sraf ha'olim b'sraf ha'ikara mutter. Rabbi Yeshua says, well, I heard that if you make cheese using the sap of the leaves of an Orla tree, or the sap of the trunk of an Orla tree, the cheese is mutter, because that's not considered the fruit. B'sraf ha'pagim asur, m'nei she'em pri, only if you use the sap of the unripened fruits to be mamid your cheese, is it going to be asur, because that's considered an actual fruit. Only the sap of the fruits is considered a fruit. So while you want to tell me that the sap is not considered peros, so the Tana tells us, who was it? Rabbi Yeshua tells us that depends if it's the sap of peros or not. If it's the sap of other parts of the tree, it's not a pri. If it's the sap of the fruits, then it is a pri. So Mishnah Vav, again, just to review, Mishnah Vav told us that if you have a planting of Arla Kilei Kerem that gets lost and you can't identify it anymore, so even if it's a 200-to-1 ratio, they're all going to be usher, because anything that's attached to the ground is Dabar Chashav, does not become batel. But if it's out of the ground, then it becomes batel b'masayim. But still, Tanakama says you're not allowed to be mevatel this l'chachila, so you're not allowed to pull it from the ground in order to be mevatel it. But Rabbi Yossi said, sure you can. You could even pull it from the ground in order to be mevatel it, because a mevatel this l'chachila is only on a milsa de shchicha. This is a milsa de lo shchicha. Then Mishnah Zayin taught us about the other parts of the tree, the leaves and the shoots and the different and the water of the vines and the buds, and that they're not included in the dinim of Arla, the dinim of Ravai, in the din of a Nazir, but they are included in the Isra of Asherah. And Rabbi Yossi disagreed about the smadar. He said the smadar, the buds, are considered a fruit, and therefore are included in the dinim of Arla and Ravai and Nazir. And then we started talking about using the sap of an Orla tree. So Rabbi Elazar had said that the sap of an Orla tree cannot be used to be mamet cheese, and if it is, it's asur. And Rabbi Shua says, it really depends. Which sap? If it's the sap of the fruits, then in a chinami, that has a din of Orla, that's going to be asur. But if it's the sap of the trunk of the tree or the leaves of the tree, then it's going to have the same din as the trunk and the leaves themselves, and it's going to be mutter. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches.